Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Describe a time when you were disappointed in yourself, mastering your IELTS speaking exam. The IELTS speaking test is a crucial part of the IELTS exam, assessing your English speaking abilities in a real-life context. This part comprises three sections: Part 1, Introduction and Interview; Part 2, Long Turn; and Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Knowing how to effectively respond to questions, especially situational ones like, "Describe a time when you were disappointed in yourself," is vital for achieving a high band score. IELTS examiners focus on four key criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. It is important to answer comprehensively, use a variety of vocabulary and grammar structures, and pronounce words correctly. In this article, we will provide a detailed guide and sample answers to help you excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing personal disappointments. 2. Main content. 1. Common Part 1 questions and sample answer. Question: what do you do in your free time? Sample answer: in my free time, I enjoy reading books and exploring new genres. I particularly like historical fiction because it allows me to learn about past events in an engaging manner. Additionally, I spend time with friends and go for hikes, which helps me stay physically active and mentally refreshed. Number 2, Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Describe a time when you were disappointed in yourself. You should say what the situation was, what you did or didn't do, why you felt disappointed, how you felt about it later. Sample answer: one time that stands out when I felt extremely disappointed in myself was during my final year at university. I had a critical research paper due, which accounted for a large portion of my final grade. Unfortunately, I procrastinated and left most of the work until the last minute. When the deadline approached, I was overwhelmed and ended up submitting a paper that was far below my usual standards. Consequently, I received a low grade. I felt disappointed because I knew I could do much better if I had managed my time more effectively. Later, I used this experience as a valuable lesson on the importance of planning and time management. Since then, I have worked hard to develop better habits to avoid similar disappointments in the future. Follow-up questions: why do people often feel disappointed in themselves? Sample answer: people often feel disappointed in themselves due to unmet expectations, either from personal ambitions or external pressures. This can stem from a lack of planning, overestimating one's abilities, or unforeseen circumstances affecting outcomes. How can one cope with self-disappointment? Sample answer: coping with self-disappointment involves self-reflection, setting realistic goals, and learning from past mistakes. It's essential to adopt a growth mindset, accept failures as learning opportunities, and seek constructive feedback to improve. 3. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner questions and sample answers. How does disappointment affect people's behavior? Sample answer: disappointment can significantly impact people's behavior, leading to feelings of low self-esteem and motivation. Some might withdraw socially, while others might strive to improve and not repeat the same mistakes. It hinges on one's coping mechanisms and resilience. Can disappointment be beneficial in any way? Sample answer: yes, disappointment can indeed be beneficial. It often serves as a powerful motivator for self-improvement. When managed correctly, it pushes individuals to identify weaknesses and work towards overcoming them, fostering personal growth and resilience. 3. Key vocabulary and structures. Important vocabulary: disappointed, disappointed, feeling sad or displeased because someone or something has not fulfilled one's hopes or expectations. Example: I was disappointed when I failed to meet the deadline. Procrastinate, v. delay or postpone action, put off doing something. Example: I tend to procrastinate a lot and leave everything to the last minute. Overwhelmed, adwhelmed, feeling sudden strong emotion, often so strong that it is difficult to know how to react. Example: she was overwhelmed by the amount of work she had to complete. Time management, n. the process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between different activities. Example: good time management is crucial for meeting deadlines. Recommended grammar structures: complex sentences. Use a variety of complex sentences to show grammatical range. Example: Even though I initially felt devastated by my poor performance, I eventually understood the importance of effective time management. Conditionals. Show hypothetical scenarios to express reflections on past actions. Example, if I had planned better, I would have achieved a higher grade. Iver, advice for practicing speaking. 1. Practice regularly. Consistent practice helps in enhancing fluency and coherence. 2. Record yourself. Listening to your recordings can help identify areas needing improvement. 3. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate synonyms and less common lexical items to impress examiners. 4. Seek feedback. Work with a tutor or peer to get constructive criticism. By following these guidelines and practicing with the provided samples and structures, you can excel in your IELTS speaking test and achieve a higher band score. Conclusion: effectively handling a cue card task like describe a time when you were disappointed in yourself can significantly boost your band score. Use the sample answers, vocabulary, and tips provided to master this topic and enhance your overall performance in the IELTS speaking exam. Keep practicing, stay confident, and use every opportunity to speak in English. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.